Welcome to the Word of Life Tabernacle podcast, where we know one word from God can change your life today. From wherever you are listening, we hope you are encouraged by this week's message.
Those of you that have your Bibles, I want you to turn with me to Galatians, the sixth chapter. And we're going to look at verse 7 through 9. 7 through 9. And I want to entitle this simply Overcoming Weariness. Overcoming Weariness. My God, during the pandemic that's been almost now 2 years in, I remember how people begin to get weary of their lives being changed. Children staying home, coming out of school. They coming off their jobs, working from home themselves. Shutdown of restaurants, shutdown of all sports venues, shutdown of just about every type of thing you can think of. All of our entertainment parts were shut down. Everything was shut down and made us focus on God. And it made us focus on the family. And I feel that during that time, a lot of people got weary. I preached a message, and it's, you can get it, visit the website, join the YouTube channel, and that I believe was very timely, called Rekindling the Fire of God in You. A lot of people lost the fire. Some people even backslid. But I want you to know God still loves you, and the thing is overcoming weariness. I believe that when weariness set in, it's simply because we are getting close to manifestation of our harvest and our dream. Amen. Giving birth to what you've been standing for. And so I want to teach you how to overcome weariness. Let's get a good definition on just the word weary. What does weary mean? It means to lose heart and courage, to become mentally and physically tired, to lose heart and courage, to become mentally and physically tired. I taught a message this past Sunday. You need to get it. Praise God. And I talked about hands up, enemies down. And I talked about, praise God, the battle is the Lord's. And I said that people don't quit because they get tired. They quit because they get discouraged. Now notice, once you get discouraged, it makes you tired. It means to lose heart. Courage. What is courage? Courage is the opposite of discourage. People become discouraged and mentally tired. So weariness is a thing that we all have to deal with. Even a young man should utterly faint and get weary. We all get tired sometimes because we're human beings. We're tired of going to work. We have children. We have jobs. Even reading the word, doing spiritual things, and sometimes even coming to church. But we're going to have to learn how to press our way. And I want to teach you what's on the other side of weariness. It's not as negative as you think. Let's look at Galatians chapter 6. We're going to look at verse 7 through 9. And again, thank you for joining us in this Bible study. First it says, be not deceived. God is not mocked. Now, if the Bible tells us to be not deceived, then we are capable of being deceived in this area. Let's find out where God does not want you and I to walk in deception. Be not deceived. God is not mocked. For whatsoever man soweth, that shall he also reap. And he that soweth to the flesh shall of the flesh reap corruption. But he that soweth to the Spirit, or to the Word of God, Jesus said, my words are spirit, they are life. Praying is sowing to the Spirit. Praying in the Spirit. Reading the Word of God is sowing to the Spirit. Amen. Meditating the Word of God is sowing in the Spirit. He said, he that soweth to the Spirit, watch this, shall of the Spirit reap life everlasting. And let us be not weary in well-doing. God takes for granted that you and I, since God is not mocked, and whatsoever we sow, we're going to reap, that we're going to sow good seeds, we're going to sow prayers, we're going to sow financial seeds, we're going to sow time and studying the Word of God. He just takes for granted. He no longer talks about sowing to the flesh. He said, let us be not weary. He's talking to you and I. In well-doing, for in due season, we shall reap if we faint not. In due season we shall reap if we faint not. That's amazing how many Christians take this as they pull out the negative side. Well, you know, if you sow to the flesh, whatever you sow, you're going to reap. God wasn't even emphasizing talking about that. You know, if you sow hate, you're going to reap hate. You know, if you sow to the flesh some sin, then the corruption going to come. If you keep sowing to the flesh, you're going to be destroyed. I heard people take that and all this positive teaching around it and pull out the negative. God says nothing else about sowing to the flesh or to natural things. He said, let us be not weary in well-doing. In other words, sowing good seeds, good prayers, sowing out finances, sowing out time, out talent in the body of Christ, sowing out time and studying the word of God. He said, there's a due season. In other words, anything you do for God is never wasted time. And yet people get tired of doing good. They look around and they feel like, wow, seems like the wicked is prospering. I mean, here's a guy, hates God, cursed God out, you know, hates his guts. He's a liar, thief, and seems like he's prospering. Yeah, it seems like he's prospering. There's an end to that. They prosper in the world. There's a way that seemeth right unto man, but in the end it leads to death. And so what happened, we get our eyes on other people, and we say, well, man, I've been tithing, or I've been giving, or I've been praying, or I've been for my children. Look like nothing is changing. And then weariness set in. Now, remember, weariness is to lose courage. When you become discouraged, you get tired. And so Jesus got tired. But what happened when he got tired in the Garden of Gethsemane? He began to pray. And the Bible says he went forward, praise God. Amen. You don't have to give in to those feelings, those emotions. Matter of fact, Jesus looked at his disciples in the Garden of Gethsemane. They had gone to sleep. They got tired. They got weary and said, could not y'all guys just pray with me 1 hour? See, they got weary of sowing in the spirit. And then he went on to say that we alter the spirit is always indeed willing, but it's the flesh that gets weak or tired. But don't major on the weakness of your flesh, major on the willingness of your spirit. Because if you walk in the spirit, you don't have to fulfill the lust of the flesh. So God takes for granted that you and I are going to keep praying, keep speaking the word of God, sowing the word of God, sowing prayers for our church, for one another, sowing our financial seed, sowing our time and talent in the body of Christ. I mean, you know, that can be, you know, whether you're running a camera. Someone is taping this tonight. It can be whether you're downstairs, you know, working in the room where they're doing the production. It can be ushering in the church. It could be working the parking lot. What? Sometimes we just get weary of working for God, well doing. And the devil say, look at there. You've been going to church. You've been helping out at church. You've been running the cameras. You've been ushering. You've been greeting. You've been singing on the choir. Look at your finances. Look at your children. And people get tired. But God promised there is a due season. That's why the enemy wants you to quit before manifestation shows up. So I want to encourage you tonight, regardless of what you're going through. I know we've gone through this pandemic. I know a lot of people have gotten tired. I mean, so many things have come to try to wear us out. So much opposition. But there is a due season. When is due season? It's right when you need it. Now, what you got to understand, that's where the deception is. Look at that again. Be not deceived. Be not deceived. See, you got deceived. You gave up before your healing manifests. Why? You got tired of standing for it. You gave up before your financial harvest came. Why? You got tired of standing for it. Looked like your money and bills and problems was outweighing your giving. See what I'm saying? There's always a reason that weariness set in. You got deceived. You gave up on your children. God says he'll save you and your house. And manifestation, the Spirit of God was bringing them in, but you quit praying. You gave up on them. And notice there was a due season. And so your greatest pressure will come right before your greatest harvest. Now, I want you to know, you got to understand this. You got to overcome weariness. See, when we are at our weakest point, that's when God's strength kicks in. God told Paul, my grace is sufficient for you, and my strength is made perfect in your weak. That's not the time to quit. Because that's when the grace of God will kick in. And in your weakness, his supernatural divine strength takes over. And I've seen so many people that have left the church, quit preaching, don't serve in church anymore, simply because they got tired. Are you listening to me? You got to understand that is a deception. That's the deception God is talking about. Be not deceived. God is not mocked. You can't mock God. In other words, God set in motion the law of seed, time, and harvest. Look at this. I want to show you something here. Listen to this statement. Life then consists of different seasons. It's just about living. You're going to go through ups, downs. You're going to go through good times, bad times. If you live long enough, and that's not giving no praise to the devil. It's just about life is going to come at you. But notice, even though life consists of different seasons, God tells us, keep sowing good seeds regardless of adverse circumstance. There is a new season. Life consists of different seasons. You know, there's been times that, you know, I buried people that I love close to me, and it was sad times, but I had to keep sowing. I couldn't quit preaching because a family member died. There's been seasons where it looked like that me and my wife, you know, things God has promised us. We used to live in the church. Yet God was saying he was going to prosper us. And here we are, didn't even have a house, living in the church. Our kids was in the church. We were warming up stuff in the microwave. And when we didn't have a house, and see, I could have quit then. But God has blessed us to not only have houses, but to build our own house. There's a new season. Everything God promised you, there's a time and season for it to come to pass. So many people quit in the small beginning. The Bible says, despise not the day of small beginnings, for thy latter end shall greatly increase. I remember when I first started, man, God called me. I was just preaching a little YMCA room. Nobody knew who I was. We wasn't on television. We wasn't streaming to the world. There was no cameras. There was no people, no large congregation, no pews. No one knew Pastor did Word of Life ministry. But I didn't get weary. I was faithful in that season of my life. And now in the latter end, we've seen increase audience. We send increase. We're preaching to the world. Some of you are streaming, not only as members, but some of you are streaming from other states around the world. We get your emails. Praise God. We get your perks and your hits. And so we thank God for that. There is a due season. Now let me show you what I mean. Ecclesiastes 3, 1 and 2 says this. It says, to everything there is a season, and a time to every purpose under heaven. Watch this. Verse 2. A time to be born, a time to die. Hold that right there. Listen to me. He's talking about between the course of us being born and to the time we die. He's not saying you got to die. Because when Jesus returned, there shall be people alive and that remain. But if we live long enough, man's life, because of sin, has been shortened. But during the time you're born and during the time that you leave this earth of Jesus' return, notice he said, you plant. And then there's a time to pluck up that which is planted. In other words, he's talking about sowing. Be not deceived. What we sow, be not deceived. Whatsoever man sow, plant. There's a time to pluck it up, or there's a harvest. Between the time we are born and the time that we die. Well, I dare say if you're listening to me, you're not dead yet. Hallelujah. You're still in that due season. God is saying in this lifetime, everything that he's promised is going to come to pass. But people get weary because they go back again to verse 1. He said to everything, there's a season. You're in a sowing season. Maybe you might be in a season of planting. Somebody else might be in season and cultivating. See? But to everything there is a season, and to every purpose, a time to every purpose under heaven. There's a time, hallelujah, that manifestation shows up. But what happens is because people go through different seasons, maybe a low season. I mean, even in the natural, think about it. There are different seasons. We live here in North Carolina. Now, some of you in another state, maybe it's warm year-round. Maybe it's cold if you're up north year-round. But we have different seasons here in North Carolina. We have
you know, a springtime. We have a winter. We have a summer. We have a fall. And you can be in the fall season when things are dying. It look like there's no fruition and you're seeing the leaves, you know, turn colors and fall off the tree and die. A lot of people quit. Or you can be in the fall season where it's colorful and it's beautiful. But then even after those seasons, when the springtime come, there are new buds on the same plants, on the same trees, on the same flowers. And then there's springtime where things begin to harvest. So what God wants you and I to do is be faithful regardless of what the season is. Keep sowing. Don't get weary. I kept on preaching. I kept on teaching. I'm telling you something. My God, we are seeing tremendous things at this latter end. And I want to encourage you that regardless of what season you're in, praise God, to keep sowing, keep giving. I want you also to look at that this was a law God set in motion. Notice he said, be not deceived. God is not mocked. God is not mocked. So look at Genesis 8:22, and you'll see that this is something God set in motion. People say, well, I gave, and I've been giving my money, and I haven't seen no harvest. And I've been praying prayers, and I haven't seen any harvest. Wait a minute, you're mocking God. You're saying God is not faithful to his word. This is a law, a universal law that God set in motion. While the earth remaineth, and I dare say you still on earth if you listen to me, seed time. I like to put a hyphen in between that seed, then give it time and harvest, cold and heat. Summer and winter, day and night shall not cease. Shall not cease. While the herb remaineth, let's just use seed time and harvest and go right to the point. We know it's still cold and heat. That's why we have a heater, and that's why we have an air conditioner in our car and at home. That's why we have lights. And that's why in the daytime we don't need lights. Why? Night and day. But notice we're talking about seed time shall not see. That means if you sown the word of God, if you prayed in faith, if you put your seed in the ground, your finances, paying your tithe, if you're sowing your time, if you're sowing your talent, a time in the word of God, he said if you sow to the spirit, you're going to reap life everlasting. How you might not feel like you're getting nothing. It may not look like you're getting nothing because most of the time seeds grow down first before they come up. Don't get deceived. Keep sowing. It's working while you sleep at night. He said it shall not deceive. Your finances are working. God is moving on your children. If you sown the seed concerning their salvation, while you sleep at night, God is moving on them. They may be out partying, getting high. Don't worry about it. It does not cease. The word of God will bring them in. There is a due season for their salvation to manifest. There's a due season for you to come out of that. You might have been sowing seeds, and God says you'll be the lender and not the borrower, and yet you're still in debt. Well, don't get weary. That's a deception. God set in motion this law, and it's universal, called seed. Then give it time, and you'll reap and harvest. Trees don't grow overnight. Flowers don't grow overnight. If you plant the seed and give it time, you will see manifestation because the seed is in itself. This is the law of Genesis that God set in motion. The word of God is called an incorruptible seed. 1 Peter 1:23. Being born again, not of corruptible seed, but incorruptible seed by the word of God, which lives and abides forever. Seed that cannot fail. Seed that cannot fail. And so this is a universal law. And don't get deceived because God set it in motion. God says there's a due season. So don't be deceived. Just keep sowing. Keep doing well. Keep coming to church. Keep streaming. Keep paying your tithes. There is a due season, praise God. Because God cannot lie and God cannot be mocked, praise God. So keep sowing regardless of adverse circumstances. You know, most of the times, seeds grow down before they come up because they have to establish a root system. Many times we're in that season where the seed, your prayer, whatever word you've sown, you're standing on, the seed is working. You know, it's like the man who sowed a seed in Mark 4, and the Bible says he rises day and night. The seed grows up. Notice he's sleeping. He's not worried. He knoweth not how. Why? Because it's not his business what's happening underground. And many times, that's when the enemy will try to discourage us the most. It's during the what I call the root season, when you can't see nothing.
Well, I've been giving my tithe. I ain't seen nothing yet. I've been praying for my kids. Look like they're getting worse.
Yeah, the devil trying to deceive you. What's happening, that seed is going down first. When Jesus cursed the fig tree in Mark 11, he cursed it from his roots. And when he spoke to it and said, no man eat thereof, in the natural nothing happened. But 24 hours later, as the disciples was going out of Bethany, they said, behold, the fig tree which thou cursed, how soon is it withered? He was teaching them how to sow their faith, the sow the seed of the word of God. And it took time, but something started happening under the ground.
I want to use my kiddie scripture right here. I think it's Isaiah 37. Isaiah 37, verse 30 and 31. Listen to this.
And this shall be a sign unto thee. You shall eat this year such as groweth of itself, and the second year that which springeth forth of the same. The third year you shall sow. See, be not deceived. Whatsoever man soweth, that shall he also reap. And remember, God set in motion the law of seed, time, and harvest. He cannot lie. And reap and plant the vineyard and eat the fruit thereof. Now look at verse 31 carefully. And this is the remnant that shall escape of the house of Judah shall again, watch this, take root downward, but bear fruit upward. Take root downward, but bear fruit upward. Before seed comes up, your harvest, it goes down. And that's the time that the enemy will try to discourage you the most, try to get you to quit. When you can't see nothing, when you can't feel nothing, when the children still look bad and your finances still look bad, everything up here in the natural, you can't see it in manifestation. That's when you have to walk by faith. We walk by faith and not by sight. Something is happening in the ground. Something is taking root downward. Why is it taking root downward? Because when that seed come up, it'll have a support system. Fear and unbelief, nothing can dig up that seed. Why? It goes down before it goes up, praise God. That's what faith is. Faith is the substance of things hoped for. Hebrews 11, 1, the evidence of things that we cannot see with our natural eyes. Huh? But something is happening. Huh? Seed time and harvest work. That seed is going down. And if you keep watering it and keep confessing and standing on the word of God, there will come a day you will bear fruit upward. Thank God. Don't get deceived. Don't you get weary tonight. Hallelujah. And you may be in that season of your life where it is what I want to call is root forming season, praise God. But there's coming a harvest in your life. So you need to get back on your faith, get your joy back, get your confession back, praise God, and get your dance back. Amen, praise God. Now, let me tell you something. That's why I'm here as your pastor. Even during the pandemic, thank God for streaming. Amen. It's a wonderful thing, but ain't nothing like the live service when you're here in the flesh. I want you to look at Isaiah 50, verse 4. Isaiah 50, verse 4. We're talking about overcoming weariness. Isaiah 50, verse 4. In Isaiah, the 50th chapter, verse 4, it says this. The Lord God had given me the tongue of the learned, and that I should know how to speak a word in season to him that is weary. Speak a word in season to when we get weary, God will bring a word in whatever season of life you're in. And I believe that's why God uses me, and I believe that's why you need to come to church, praise God, because there's a due word in due season. When you get weary, God will use me, because I watch for you, so to encourage you. Now, I'm not saying God can't use other ministries and other CDs and other, but the number one way that he does it is through your man of God, who he has set over you. He says he's given me a word in season to speak to him that is weary. Why says he waked me in the morning? That's where these messages come from. You know, a lot of times God wakes me up You know, I don't get it all one time, all right? It could be early in the morning. It could be late at night. He maketh mine ear to hear as to learn. He's teaching me wisdom. These are not just messages. And thank God, if he can't be here, thank God for streaming. But it's not like being here in the flesh. Let me tell you something. God wakes me up, Tom, and because he knows what you're going through. He knows what the congregation is going through. Thank God, as I consecrate my life and spend time with him. Amen. I mean, you just don't get up here in these messages. Come on, you got to pray. You got to spend time with God. And I begin to hear wisdom. I begin to hear these words in my spirit. And he know what you're going through. He know what that husband, that wife, that son, that daughter. He know what you need to hear about your finances, everything, because he's God. And the Holy Spirit is the teacher of the church. And you know as well as I know, not 9 times out of 10, but mostly 10 times out of 10, whatever you are going through, amen, one way or another, it will come through my teaching. And God is trying to encourage you. He's trying to tell you, don't you give up. Don't you let go. Don't you dare quit, praise God. He's giving a word. He give you a word in season. He know what we're going through. He know about low times. You know, I didn't finish Ecclesiastes. To everything, there's a season. There's a time to be born. There's a time to die. There's a time to rend. There's a time to sow. There's a time of peace. There's a time of war. You can find out there's all types of seasons if you live long enough between life and death. But whatever season you're in, God will give you a word to the weary. And most of the time, the number way to do it is through your man of God, through your woman of God. Now, God can speak to other people, but I'm talking about those he's called. How can you hear without a preacher? And how can he preach except he be sent? He was talking about the sent one, the one whose feet become beautiful in your eyes. And when you're not in church and you're not streaming, you're getting answers to your problems. You're getting answers to your situation, but you're missing it because you've grown weary. You've given up. You don't stream anymore. You don't come to church. Well, I want you to know, praise God, it's time to get your joy back. Get back in here, praise God, because God will always give a word to the weary. Amen. When we're at our weakest point, when Elijah got weary, and you know, the anointing of God that came on him and he had outran the king's chariots. I'm talking about for 20 miles. When that anointing come on you, it gives you supernatural strength and ability. But then Jezebel sent a word, said, tomorrow this time, I'm going to kill you. And you will be as one of those dead prophets. And the Bible says that he got up and he ran in fear and went a day's journey and got on a juniper tree and said, I want to die. What's happening? He got weary. He got tired. The Bible says he said, Lord, they've killed all the Christians. I left alone. Oh, they've thrown down all your altars. Oh, and now I request that I might die. You see, he's getting weary. He want to give up and quit. God told him, get up from here, go stand on the mountain. Make a long story short, when he got on the mountain, he heard a word, said there was a fire. God wasn't in the fire. You know the story. There was a wind. God wasn't in the wind. There was all this commotion. God, and then a word, a still small voice. And that was the word. I got 10,000 men that have, 7,000 men that have not bowed their knee to Balaam. See, you ain't by yourself. But you have to get in a position to hear the word. He had to change his position, come out of the cave and get on the mountain. Come out of your cave. Get back in church, praise God. Hallelujah. Turn on, if you can't come to church, at least don't miss not one live streaming service. God has a word for the weary. Amen. But you need to position yourself to hear that word. Amen. Glory be to God. So that's what the enemy wants to do, is try to wear you out and wear you down. To where you don't even strain, you don't even want to come to church anymore. This pandemic, a lot of people got weary doing it. Listen to this statement. The Holy Spirit then gives us a pastor, amen, with the right word in due season or in season. Yeah. Yeah, the Holy Spirit gave me these messages. Yeah, that's why some of you being encouraged right now. I'm talking to someone right now. This is a word in season for many people. And you don't even have to be a member. You could be someone streaming in another state. You can be in another country. And you wanted to give up because of maybe persecution in your country. Maybe you've gone through divorce. Or maybe you've had financial ruin. And people say, what's the use? But I want you to know, praise God. God will bring a word every time. Don't you get weary in well-doing. The Holy Spirit will give us a pastor, and he will have the right word in the right season, a due season. You know, sometimes you can have the right word, but it can be the wrong season. Now, this is about where wisdom comes in. Well, what I mean by that? Well, you know, wisdom is saying the right thing at the right time. And when your husband is watching the game, Super Bowl, his favorite team, and he's, you know, they're winning and they're going through, so that ain't the time to come up and say, baby, will you go empty the trash? Well, that ain't the right time. You understand what I'm saying? Sometimes his word is in the wrong season with you. Sometimes, you know, he's feeling all lovey-dovey, lovey-dovey, and it's that time, man, you don't feel like being touched and bothered, and he's talking about, come on, babe. You're like, no, that's the wrong word. See, you have to be sensitive to one another. You understand what I'm saying? You don't work hard as he is, and he's talking about, will you get up and get me something out the refrigerator? That's the wrong word. Why don't you go get it yourself? It ain't that she's, I'm just saying we have different seasons in our life. But the Holy Spirit knows what we need to hear. Now, he will give me the right word for you in the right season. Praise God. You say, well, where is that at in the Bible? You ain't learned that by now? I guarantee you this is helping someone that I'm teaching it to right now. I don't know what you're going through. I don't know if you've been through divorce. I don't know if you're healing in your body. I don't know if it's financial pressure. I don't know. But I know one thing. I know that I've prayed and I've yielded myself to the Holy Ghost. And I believe that everything God is saying through me is to and for somebody. It's the right word in the right season. Matter of fact, that's what we named our TV program. And that's why we call it Word for the Day. We believe that every day God gives me the word for you this day. Amen. I'm going to give you two scriptures to support what I'm saying. 1 Corinthians 3, verse 5 and 6 says this. He said, who then is Paul? Who then is Paul? You know, who is Pastor Diggs? Who then is Paul? See, they was ministers. He said, but ministers whom ye believed, even as the Lord gave to every man. God will give every person, if you submit it, a man of God to speak into your life. He'll give you a Paul. He'll give you a Apollos. He'll give you a Peter. He'll give you a Pastor Dead. And he'll to speak to every man. And what happens? All I do is I plant. There we go back to sowing. See, don't get weary well doing. That's what he's talking about, spiritually sowing the seed. Paul called himself a wise master builder. He was sowing the word of God, building churches. I plant. Someone else might come and water, you might listen to one, but it's God that get increase. So your increase is in the mouth of the one God gave you. That's why it's so important to be under the right man of God. A lot of times we get mad and get offended. We say something or correct about a pastor, I'm just going to go to another church. Or you feel like that you should be preaching or you should be moving along. You want to be seen in public ministry. So this preacher over here says, I'll make you a deacon. I'll make you a minister. Yeah, they're making you that. And so you get out of position and you leave your increase. Your increase is in the mouth of the one God gave you. Your children's salvation, your debt cancellation, your healing, your protection is in the mouth of the one God gave you. That's the one sowing into your life. And that's why you should stay where God has planted you. You should bloom where you've been planted, praise God. God, that's the one that's going to give you a due word in due season. Amen. Now, I'm not giving there, you know, I'm not for everybody. But those that God has gave me to, know it, praise God. And those that God has given me, Jesus said, no man can pluck them out of my hand. That's why you got to be secure as a man of God. Hallelujah. Good. When you feed your sheep good food and you feed them the word of God, they'll stay home. You ain't got to worry about running off to some other man. Why, God gave them to you. And that's all I want to minister to is the ones God gave me. Now, let me give you another scripture. In the mouth of 2-3 witnesses, let every word be established. Look at Romans 10, verse 14. We're talking about a word to him that is weary in due season. How then shall they call on him that they have not believed? And how shall they believe in him whom they have not heard? Well, we know faith coming by hearing and hearing by the word of God. And how shall he preach, listen, whom they have not heard, and how shall they hear without a preacher? Now, he's just talking about anybody just get up and scream and holler because he's going to tell you who the preacher is. Look at the next verse. And how shall they preach except they be sent? He ain't talking about the whipped ones. He's talking about those that God sent into your life. Those God given to your life. A pastor did, a sister did. See, I don't let just anyone speak into my life. Because I might receive any type of word. But the one God sends in your life and speaking to your life will have the right word in the right season. Praise God. How should they preach except they be sent? As it is written. How beautiful. Watch this. Are the feet of them who preach the gospel of peace, nothing missing, nothing broken, shalom, and bring glad tidings of good things. So here, he's not talking about CDs. You can stay home and listen to a CD and get a word. He's not talking about television. You can watch television, some, your favorite print, get a word. He's talking about the one who has feet. He's talking about sit under your pastor. How beautiful are the feet of them that preach the gospel. He's talking about the sit one coming to church, sitting under your pastor, sitting at his feet the same way Mary sat at Jesus' feet and heard the word, and Martha was coming about with many things. Praise God. She was missing the word. She was coming. Jesus said, you're worried about bills and problems. But Mary has chosen to sit at my feet and hear the word of God, and the devil won't be able to take it from her. See, God has a word. I want to encourage you tonight. I'm not condemning you. I'm your pastor. I love you. That's what I'm trying to do. God loves you. He said he's married to back. I don't care what you've been doing. You can always be welcome here. Call the church. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. We'll pray for you. We'll get you started. Amen. Don't let the enemy condemn you with guilt, fear. That's what happened. People get weak and they get weary, and then the enemy try to make them feel ashamed. Well, you ain't been in church, doing it. Well, I ain't gonna show up now. Everybody. No, no, no. Come on. Praise God. Hallelujah. This is the Father's house. God loves us all. Amen. Praise God. So don't you get weary. Get back on your faith. Get your confession back. Get back on the promises of God. Get back in church. Definitely continue to strain. Amen. Because your word is coming in due season. This is a word in due season, even this day. Amen. Some of you, your lives are changing even right now as I speak. Look at Isaiah chapter 40. Isaiah chapter 40. We're talking about overcoming weariness. That's why a lot of people get weary. They separate from the man of God. One God has given them to speak into their life, the sitting one. They start wanting to hear who they want to hear. You know, the Bible talks about Paul told Timothy that in the last days, men would not endure sound doctrine, but they would heap to themselves teachers having itching ears. Huh? Having itching ears. One translation said they would run from church to church looking for preachers who will tell them exactly what they want to hear. To get away from the sent one, the one God has the word for a new season. The one God has put over them to watch for their soul. So don't you get offended. Or if you're under correction, don't run off. Whom the Lord loves, he corrects. Amen. Praise God. Your increase is in the mouth of the one God sent you. Amen. Now, look at Isaiah chapter 40. That's chapter 50. Let's go to Isaiah chapter 40. We're talking about overcoming weariness. Yes, people that have lost heart and courage, mentally and emotionally tired, just gave up and forfeited their harvest. In Isaiah 40, we find this with verse 28 through 31. Look what it says here. Isaiah 40, 28 through 31. Hast thou not known? Hast thou not heard? The everlasting God, the Lord of the creation, of all the ends of the earth. Notice this, God doesn't faint. He fainted not, neither does he get weary. Think, God haven't given up on all the mess we've seen in the body of Christ. All the mess we've seen in the world. All the wars, all the murders, all the everything that is not like what he said. He still believes he's going to have a glorious church. If I were God, or you were God, we would have gave up a long time ago. But God knows that in the midst of everything that the enemy is doing, the gates of hell shall not prevail. And in the end, he's going to have exactly what he says. Amen? He neither faints, nor does he get weary. That's what the scripture says. And there is no searching in his understanding. Now, because he doesn't faint, notice here. next verse. He giveth power to the faint. And to them that have no might, no energy, no get up and go, he increases strength. Even the youth shall utterly faint and get weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. But they that wait upon the Lord, watch this, shall renew their strength. They that wait, that word wait means to wait on God the same way you wait on a waiter or waitress. There's an exchange of strength. When you're at your weakest part and you begin to wait on the Lord, it also means to minister unto. All right, God, I'm going to wait here. I want to quit. I want to give up. I don't want to speak the word anymore. I don't want to sow seeds. I don't want to come to church, but I'm waiting on you. I'm expecting. I'm looking to you. He's noticed what he said, what happened when you're in that mold. He said, they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength, and they shall mount up with wings as an eagle. They shall run and be not weary. They shall walk and not faint. That's not the time to give up when you can't see no harvest. That's not the time to give up when you're healing, you can't feel it manifest yet. That's not the time to give up when it looked like your children are not going to never get saved. That's the time to wait, expect, hope for, look to the Lord. And God renews your strength, because remember, be not deceived, God is not mocked. Whatsoever he soweth, that shall he reap. There's a due season. And let us be not weary in well doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not. So there's a reaping seed. What the devil's trying to do is get you to quit, give up before manifestation comes. But God said, if you keep looking, that word minister, it means to minister to the Lord, to worship God. We wait in hope and expectation. Remember, the joy of the Lord is your strength. As you praise God, waiting for your healing to manifest. Lord, I thank you. Lord, I thank you that my children are coming in. You're praising God. The joy of the Lord, because you're renewing your strength instead of giving up. Listen, when you sin, don't run from God, run to him. When you're weak, don't run from God. That's the time to go boldly to the throne of grace, you see, and attain mercy and find grace to help in a time of need. Because in his presence is fullness of joy. And at his right hand are pledges forever. When you get in his presence and just wait and worship and keep speaking God's word, waiting the same way you wait on a waiter or waitress, knowing that service is coming, then something happened. There's a renewal process, and you mount up, watch this, with wings like the eagle. And run and be not weary and walk and not faint. Let's look at this in Amplified. Have you not known? Have you not heard the everlasting God, the creator of the ends of the earth? He does not grow weary, faint nor grow weary. There's no searching in his understanding. He gives power to the faint and to the weary. See, we're talking about overcoming weary. God says, at your weakest state, I'll give you power. And to him that have no might, no ability, he will increase your strength, causing it to multiply and make it abound. Wow. See, that's why I said in his presence, coming to church as we stand in expectation. Watch this. Even the youth shall utterly faint and get weary. The selected young men shall feebly stumble and fall exhausted. But those who wait upon the Lord, who expect, see, wait means expect. I'm expecting the same way a mother's expecting. I'm pregnant with something. I've sown a seed. 9 months later, a child going to show up. And since I'm expecting, I'm going to start painting the room. I'm going to get me a bassinet. You preparing for victory. Those who expect, look for, hoping, shall change and renew their strength and power, and they shall lift up their wings, mount up. Watch this, close to God. See, that's not the time to run from God. That's the time to come boldly to the throne, get closer. As the eagle mounts up to the S-U-N sun, we mount up to the S-O-N sun. And something happens. They shall run and be not weary. They shall walk and not faint or become tired. Notice there where it said the eagle mounts up to the sun. The eagle, he says, the eagle wings when there's a storm and hurricane, and we see all the clouds and these storm shells and sails in the sky. You can see them rolling and stuff, and it gets dark. All the other animals begin to run, and they begin to take shelter down here. But the eagle, who already sits high, his nest is high, he locks his wings. That his wings have the ability, he can see up to 2 miles. And he can see the storm coming before any other animals or creatures see it. And instead of running, he locks his wings, praise God, in an upclimb fix. And when that storm come, instead that was designed to destroy him, it hits his wings. It's just like a plane going down a runway, and it caused him to mount up. That air, he used adversity to his advantage. He fixed his wing and he began to soar above it. And he just soared and keep soaring and soaring above the storm and all the clouds and all the rain. And he pops out over that cloud and there's the sun. The sun is always shining. Amen. But if you run, you'll never see the sun. He mounts up to the sun. And when he mounts up to the sun, it's something about the rays of the sun. Many times his wings need repair. His feathers are weak, or he's eaten some type of bad food, because eagles eat salmon and clean food. Sometimes they get into bad food. They're not scavenger birds, and it make them sick. And as they mount up to the sun, those sun rays begin to pull out all the weaknesses and poisons out of his body. And as it pulls the weaknesses and poisons out of his body, he gets stronger and stronger. And his feathers begin to grow back. And in that renewal process, praise God, he mount. And the Bible says after the storm leaves, he just comes right down on his back to his nest. And he's stronger then than he was before, because he didn't run from adversity. And I'm telling you tonight, whatever you're going through in your home, whatever state you're in, don't you run from the devil, praise God. Get in God's presence. Lock your wings, praise God, and say, Satan, this is a fight you want. It's a fight you got. Keep speaking the word, God. And you wait for, you look for, you hope in expectation. And the storm will pass over. You will not only, praise God, go down, but you will ascend in the midst of the storm. And the sun was right there all the time, the Son of God. And he renews your strength. And you'll come back down, brother, and you'll run, get back in church, and get your shout, get your dance back, run, and be not weary, and not faint, and you don't get tired. That's how you overcome weariness, praise God. Just mount up to the presence of God, because in his presence is fullness of joy, the scripture says. So listen to this statement. Wait on God like you do a waiter or waitress. How do you wait? You wait in expectation for service. You go to Red Lobster, you put in your order, like shrimp, flounder, baked potato, and you wait. It may be seeming like you're staying alone, but the waiter, waitress took your order. It's not if you get your food, it's when you get your food. You wait. You wait. You wait in expectation. With a waitress, you don't go hoping. Sometimes it might take a little long, but you know you're going to get service. Even if the usher, if the waiter or waitress don't show up, you know they're coming. Just be patient. You don't
sit there, well, I guess they don't want me to have no food. I guess they ain't going to get nothing to eat.
No, I know I'm going to get something to eat. It's just a matter of time. It's not if, it's when. You wait in expectation. Praise God. The same way. You wait on a waiter or waitress. You know you're going to be ministered into. God is going to minister to you. There is a due season that God shows up, praise God, because his word is on the line. He's the one that said it. He's the one that promised. If he spoke it, he'll do it. If he said it, he'll bring it to pass. It's just a matter of you not quitting, not giving up, but locking your wings in on that scripture and say, I'm going to wait here until manifestation shows up. Psalms 27, verse 13 and 14. Look at it first from the King James. I had fainted unless I bleed. You know why David didn't give up? He didn't faint because he was believing. He was believing to do what? See the goodness of the Lord. Hold that there in the land of the living. If you haven't seen your healing yet, if you haven't seen your debt cancellation yet, if you haven't seen your children's salvation yet, household salvation, whatever you believe, then don't faint. Notice he said, my believing, because I had faith to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. But notice the next scripture right behind it. Wait. See, that's why he didn't faint. He waited. God renewed his strength. You may not have seen your healing yet, your debt cancellation, that house you're believing for. But wait on the Lord. Be of good courage. Remember what weariness is when you lose courage. And he shall strengthen thine heart. Wait, I say on the Lord. Now the Amplified is even more descriptive. Look what the Amplified says. What? What it will become of me? Thank God we didn't give up. Thank God you didn't give up. That's why you're screaming right now. You're going to get your faith back. You're going to get back in church. Praise God. Hey, the best is yet to come. What would have become of me had I not believed? What? That I would see God's goodness right here in the land of living. Not when I die and go to heaven. There's going to be some changes right here. Wait. Hope for. Now see, now you get a good picture of what I mean. Expect from the Lord. I expect my healing is sure. I expect, praise God, my harvest is sure. I'm not going to get weary. I'm not going to let the devil deceive me. If I've sown, God is not mocked, praise God. There's a new season. And I'm expecting change in my children. I'm expecting increase and promotion. Expect. Wait. Expect from the Lord. Be brave and of good courage. Let not your heart be stout. And doing yes, wait and hope. And expect from the Lord. Hallelujah. So I want you to be encouraged. Don't you get weary around here. Don't you dare give up. Your harvest is just right around the corner. Don't faint. Don't give up. Jeremiah 29:11 says, God's going to give you a good final outcome, a good expected end. See, it might be rough right now, but God says, I got plans. This thing going to turn out all right. Let's close with Philippians chapter 2. And I know you've gotten something. I can witness in my spirit that a lot of saints have been encouraged tonight. A lot of people, whether you're a member, partner, covenant friend, streaming somewhere around the world, or just in another state, whatever you're facing, hallelujah, expect for the Lord. Hallelujah. Look to the Lord. Manifestation will show up. There is a due season. And I dare say that your due season is already on the way. You've just been in the root time. Phrase of the seed. It's been going down, but I prophesy, hallelujah, the increase, promotion, manifestation, provision hits your house tonight. Your due season comes quickly in the name of Jesus. I bind you, Satan. Take your hands off God's people. I rebuke the spirit of discouragement. I rebuke weariness. I rebuke tiredness, mentally and emotionally. Take your hands off God's people. Lord, strengthen them with might by your spirit in their inner man. Stir them tonight in the name of Jesus. And I pray, Father, that your anointing comes on them, that remove every burden and destroy every yoke. And there's a renewing of faith in them in the name of Jesus. Now start shouting and start praising God. Amen, amen, amen. Now, let's close with Philippians 2, verse 13. Philippians 2, verse 13. From the New Testament. Because sometime we've gone past that, we've already given up and we're already quit. But you know what? When we give up on ourselves, God don't give up on you and I. He refuses to give up on us even when we give up on ourselves. In Philippians 2, look at verse 13, amazing scripture. For it is God that worketh in you. See, encouragement has to come from the inside. Hope deferred makes the heart sick. A person who has lost hope has lost their desire on the inside. They've quit on the inside. But it's God that worketh in you, both the will to do his good pleasure. Now, that don't mean much until you look at it in the Amplified. Not in your own strength. Remember, he gave it power to them that have no strength and might. Not in your own strength, for it is God who is all the while effectually at work in you, energizing. See, you lost your energy. You're tired. Huh? You seem to energize him, buddy. He just keep going, going. Been beating that drum for 25 years. He ain't tired yet. Some of you been saying, I've been running for Jesus a long time. I ain't tired. Well, then you need to quit acting tired. Energizing and creating in you the power and the desire. See, you've lost the desire. Pastor, you don't know my children, my finances, my home. I've just been through divorce. Get your desire back. God will begin to work in you, I pray tonight. Both the will to do his work and his good pleasure and satisfaction of his delight. Creating, energizing you, both the will Get your will back. Get your seat. Satan trying to break your will and your desire. Get your will back. Let's close with this last statement here. Look what this last statement that I have to say. Even when we want to quit.
Oh, I quit. I'm tired. These kids, this job's been waiting. These folks. God
will re-energize us. Mm-mm-mm. You remember Jeremiah? Huh? He felt like God had deceived him. God, you didn't see me. He was called a weeping prophet, always crying. Just seemed like something negative was always happening. God told him to preach to the people. They didn't receive him. They talked about stoning him. He was cast into the prison. And he thought just because God gave him a word, he wasn't going to have to go through nothing. And he said, I quit. Look at it here. Jeremiah 20, verse 9 and 10 from the Amplified Bible. He said, I will say, I will not make mention of the Lord or speak anymore in his name. I ain't preaching no more. You know, I don't feel like that before. In the early days of me, I ain't preaching. Man, I do all this and people come against me. Folks you try to help the most, folks will persecute you the most. Now, that's what the devil wants you to do is get weary. The best is yet to come. He said, now, I will not speak anymore in his name in my mind and in my heart as it is as if, watch this, there was a burning fire. God says, I don't care what you don't want to do. I'm going to let the fire that works shut up in my bones. He said, I'm weary and enduring of holding. He said, even though I'm weary, I can't hold it. I cannot contain it any longer. Notice he came back preaching. He picked himself up while God was working in him as a fire. Even though discouragement was on the outside, fire was on the inside. God is that fire. Notice why I got discouraged. He said, for I've heard many whispers. See, we got haters defaming me, putting me down. He ain't right. He ain't all that. I heard he did this. There is terror on every side. Then denounce him, they say. Denounce him, they say. All my familiar friends. Listen, these are his friends that's trying to discourage. You don't need friends like that when you already got a devil coming against you. And they watch for my fall, waiting on me to fall. Perhaps he will be persuaded and deceived. And we will prevail against him, and we will go get our revenge on him. Haters, hey. And see, many times we have stuff going on in our life that try to discourage us. And Jeremiah had all of this going on. He had enemies on the outside. He was inside prison. He said, I ain't preaching anymore. But it was God re-energizing him. And tonight, I pray that God re-energize you. He has re-energized you. Put the desire, the will. Praise God. Weariness is off of you. Praise God. Get ready, praise God. Get ready. The best is yet to come. Get back in church. Streaming is good, but there's something happening, praise God, a new thing in the live service. If we don't see you at 10 a.m. on Sunday morning, don't you dare miss another streaming again. You see how important these messages are. God bless you. Continue to pray for me and Joyce as we pray for you. Amen.